Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world, and welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, July 19th, 2021, and normally on Monday here on The Cross in the Desert, I'm focusing in on the latest that's going on in Iran, and I take the time to update us all, to talk about the incredible oppression the Iranian people are suffering from. And there are a lot of things going on I'm going to catch us all up to within the next week. But today, I wanted to set aside some time and focus in on our brothers and sisters struggling for freedom and human rights in Cuba. I think for the last week or more, we have been treated to a daily barrage of video clips from what's going on in Cuba as people are rising up after 62 years of no freedom, of no life, of oppression. 62 years when that time when Khrushchev came into power in 1959. And I want to talk about the freedom fighters of Cuba this morning. I have a good friend on Facebook who is from Cuba. His family migrated from Cuba several years ago. He's, of course, a citizen here in the United States. And that was, of course, long after Castro was the dictator, which started more than 62 years ago. But he tells the story about what he sees happening here in the United States frightens him. There are so many people so deluded and hypnotized and deceived by the left who is leaning towards a socialist-type government, and he's trying to get a hold of them and get their attention to say, look, I used to live in Cuba, where socialism, communism reigns 24/7. You don't want any part of this in your governmental system. And it's the young people today that are so easily bought into this system because of what they're taught on college campuses. And so I have a friend, his name is Joseph. He says, I just am frustrated to see how so many people here disgrace the flag, the talk against this country and the horrible sins of the past, and they have no idea how much freedom and enjoyment and luxury they have here, Joseph goes on to say. I lived in this horrible environment for many, many years. My family endured this for many years. So I want to just start out today by letting you know that there are Cuban Americans today that are standing up for their family and brothers and sisters. They are going through this turmoil, in Cuba, they're not just rising up because of the vaccine, because of COVID. No, that's what the Biden administration and leftists want you to believe. They are rising up against this system of oppression that is crushing them, that is killing them, family members and friends. And so what I want to do, I want to go to a soundbite from a few days ago and bring us up to date on what's happening with the Cuban-American protesters in Tampa and what they have to say about what their loved ones are enduring yet in Cuba. Let's listen.
There's a long and rich history between Cuba and Florida, and now people are taking to the streets across the Sunshine State to stand in solidarity against the Cuban government.
Our Haley Bull is live in West Tampa, hearing from protesters firsthand about their stories. Haley?
Well, Jameis and Wendy, you can see this protest is continuing tonight. This is a very passionate protest. You can take a look at it right here. We're at North Armenia in West Hillsboro, where protesters have shut down this intersection. You can hear their cheers right now. One thing we've heard throughout the day is freedom for Cuba. Tonight, protesters tell us they want to know where their elected officials stand on this issue.
It's a call for freedom. With each step through Tampa streets.
Freedom for Cuba!
The place someone's called home, the place some say their loved ones still reside.
We were able to leave when I was 4.
Daniela Tamayo says she's trying to get updates from her dad.
What is this? So this is the last message that I received from my dad at 3:24 a.m. He says that there's no connection. They took it off, and he says that he just now saw my message.
Tamayo stepped out of the protest to show us the conversation.
But he did send me a video of what his house outside looks like, and it's just everyone's out in the street. They've lost their fear. They have to. Their COVID cases right now are worse than America.
The message here is one of support for those protesting in Cuba.
And our family that's having trouble in Cuba, they're starving, they're killing each other. There's no internet, there's no light, there's no water, there's no, we haven't heard from them since last night. There's no internet transmission, there's nothing, we don't know what's going on. It's time for change.
Biden, we need you. We need an intervention, humanitarian intervention, military intervention. We don't care. We just need something happen right now.
The president recognizing the Cuban people demanding freedom.
We call on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence, their attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
Florida's governor and mayors in Miami and Tampa standing with the Cuban people. A call to Mayo and so many others sharing with their own demonstrations here.
The longer we wait, the more people will die. The longer that America waits to intervene, the more people will die.
And you can see this demonstration continuing again right now. It has been going strong for about 12 hours now. This is the second one in recent days. We'll, of course, keep you updated on this developing situation. Reporting live in Tampa tonight, Haley Bull, ABC Action News.
Haley, thank you.
Well, it remains to be seen exactly what the Biden administration is going to do to support these freedom fighters. He can say publicly for the government to not hurt them, to don't oppress them, but I have yet to see some real solid action from this administration helping the Cuban refugees and also helping the Cuban freedom fighters. I do know that there are several boats that have left Florida and are bringing supplies to the Cuban people, but as to exactly the strategy, that remains to be seen. Now, I know that my Iranian friends stand with those Cuban freedom fighters, and you can see the pictures on my Facebook page of thousands in the street, unashamed, unafraid, to stand up against communism. Now, I want you to think about this image for just a second. Here in the United States, and you can see this very frequently on news reports, on video blogs. You hear the complaints of young people against the sins of this country. You see Antifa and other groups burning our flag. You see other leftist groups that talk against America and are downing this country on a daily basis. And what I want to say is we need to exchange these leftist people that are constantly harping on our country and trashing it. We need to send them over to Cuba so they can see what life is really like in a country that is dominated by communism. And we can exchange them for the real people, that is the freedom fighters that would love to come to this country. If they had the means and wherewithal to leave, they would be here. It's still the greatest nation in the world despite its flaws, despite its sins, and people every day are giving up everything to come here. And the thing that's so shocking about this is the way that our young people are being treated to this so-called utopia in the sky, which is called socialism or communism, and they have no idea the oppression of the Cuban freedom fighters. And recently, Campus Reform did a survey on college campuses about Cuba, about the flag, and you would be absolutely astonished at the things they said. This is about a six-minute long piece, but I want you to hear those young people on campuses, when they're asked about the American flag, they're asked about this situation in Cuba, I want you to hear what they have to say. Let's listen.
I'm Ophelia Jacobson with Campus Reform. Recently, protests have broken out in Cuba, and videos and pictures of the protests show Cubans waving the American flag in support of freedom and as a beacon of hope. We're here talking with college students in front of the Capitol today to see what the American flag means to them. Does it also symbolize freedom and democracy? Let's find out. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the American flag?
I would say it represents like the union of all people. But, like, there's clearly not a union amongst all of us. There's clearly, like, so many structural inequities.
Honestly, kind of like what's been going on with, like, the country with all the riots and stuff.
I think, like, the flag is a symbol of America, and obviously, like, America has done some horrible things, and, like, that's part of our very complex history. Shame, honestly. I felt like if I had the American flag and was associated with the American identity, I was associated with, like, a lot of bigotry and, like, a lot of racism and sexism and not stuff that I like really would like to think about the American flag symbolizing. So
it's a symbol of hurt. I'm African American. My family, you know, really built this country up. It's controversial.
I think it symbolizes peace, prosperity, and freedom.
Do you think it represents freedom?
No, I don't. I don't think it's as free as people think it is. And I just think it's a piece of cloth at the end of the day. For me, no. I don't see myself represented in it. So I would not say it represents freedom to me.
I think it once did, but honestly, like recently, I'm not too sure anymore. Because with like everything going on, I don't know. Just I think like we once were free, but with now, like there's like just new laws and like new things coming about that I don't know if that's true anymore.
What type of laws?
I don't know. Just I like feel like everything's like kind of blocked off.
Do you think the American flag symbolizes freedom?
Yeah, I think it would be really privileged to think it doesn't.
So I want to show you a few photos of some protests that have been happening around the world, most recently in Cuba. They're protesting their communist regime, and you can see American flags being flown at the protest. Back in 2019 in Hong Kong, protesters were also waving American flags, and in Venezuela as well. Why do you think they're flying the American flag in these different nations?
I mean, we don't represent a socialist government, so I don't know why they would wave a flag. I'm not really sure, actually.
Do you think they're waving it because it's a symbol of freedom and democracy?
That could, yeah, potentially.
Why do you think these people are waving the American flags overseas?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. A lot of immigrants and people from overseas here around the mall and whatnot, and it's interesting to me to see them all decked out in American flags and everything.
Well, I don't know. It's not this perfect image of equality and opportunity.
I mean, I'm from Ukraine, and so, you know, we obviously love America over there, too. The stigma is, like, you come to America, you get everything you want, and so, like, coming here, like, it's obviously a lot different. Like, you actually have to, like, you know, work for your stuff, and, like, so I think, like, maybe in countries over there, they're just, like, maybe they're just not keeping up with, like, the news around here or something, or, like, they're maybe, like, thinking that, like, everything's fine over here and stuff.
I think they're kind of being naive by flying the American flag?
Yes.
Do you think maybe they're being naive?
Yeah, I'd say so. Say they don't really know, like, what's going on. I'd say, I was just saying that those, like, they're, like, our demographic, they are, like, the only ones, for the most part, who truly understand. College-age students have, like, a pretty firm understanding of, like, for the most part, of, like, what's going on and, like, I guess all the inequity in America.
When looking at all these protests, seeing all these American flags, do you think there's another flag that they should be flying instead, maybe to represent more freedom or more democracy? What other country do you think they should be looking towards?
Maybe, like, Sweden. I don't know. Some of the some European countries, I think, are definitely doing equality are doing better at equality.
I'd say if, like, they're trying to symbolize equity, then, like, I'd say either France or Switzerland.
Why does it have to be a national flag? We could be flying the, you know, equality flag. Like, I don't believe it has to be nationalistic. I don't think we should put any country on a pedestal.
Yeah, what's the country where, like, there's not even really a prison system? They have, like, really low crime rate. Like, what is that country? You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen, like, maybe on, like, social media and stuff where, like, they've talked about, like, I don't know, like, some place that, like, the crime rate's low and, like, everything's, like, fine and it's not like this.
But it seems like when a lot of these people are flying the American flag, it's because they're seeing America as this beacon of hope, that they want to strive to be America. Do you think that America should serve as an example to other nations to the point where people are flying the American flag when they're protesting their tyrannical governments?
Whoa. I think America has the opportunity to be that beacon of hope. I don't think we're there yet.
Any kind of looking up to America as it is today, like, has to incorporate the fact that, like, we are a nation built on slavery.
Right now, no, but I think we could be.
I think it can in some ways, but I think other countries like Denmark or Canada might be better for them to look towards.
Yeah, I think we should. We should definitely be a good example and set a good precedent for freedom and democracy to all.
My name is Addison Smith, and I'm with Campus Reform. Thanks so much for watching, and it really helps if you like and leave a comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe.
It's astonishing. Those answers, some of those answers are astonishing. My wife, Becky, who writes for the Political Insider, recently put together a piece, an article based on this Campus Reform video. It's entitled, Students Shocked by Cuban Protesters Flying Controversial American Flag. Here is what Becky had to say. A video released by the group Campus Reform on Thursday shows young people, many of them ironically standing in front of the nation's capital, being asked what the American flag means to them. The reporter, Ophelia Jacobson, then shows them pictures of the recent protests in Cuba and other places around the world, like Hong Kong and Venezuela, and asks the question, those being interviewed, why people in other nations would be flying American flags. The answers were not only a chilling display of the massive failure of the American education system, but how America's young people are being taught to hate America. This is very important. The young people that Jacobson interviewed came from a wide range of demographics, so you might expect a wide range of answers. That is not what we got. What we got is a generation that is being taught that it is America is not an exceptional place, that it is a place full of racism and hate, it should not be held up as an example. When asked what the American flag means to them, one woman said, quote, shame. I felt like if I had the American flag and was associated with the American identity, I would be associated with a lot of bigotry, racism, and sexism. Another student, a young African-American woman, said of the flag, quote, it's a symbol of hurt. When asked if the American flag is a symbol of freedom and liberty, most of the students, as you heard in the video clip, said no. One person, just one, said he thought that the American flag symbolized peace, freedom, and prosperity. As if that isn't frightening enough, Ophelia Jacobson then showed the students pictures of the ongoing protests in Cuba in Hong Kong back in 2019 and Venezuela, it was obvious that they had no clue why these people would be flying American flags. One student remarked, "I mean, we don't represent a socialist government, so I don't know why they would wave the flag. I'm not sure, honestly." Another student said, "That's a good question. It's interesting to see them all decked out in American flags and everything. Interesting, like some oddity standing next to the 8-foot tall man and the bearded lady at the roadside carnival." Insert mandatory eye roll here. Yes. While a few of the students ventured a guess that it could be that Cubans were flying American flags because it is a symbol of freedom, another student said this: "The stigma is that you come to America, you get everything you want, but then you come here and it is actually a lot different. You have to work for your stuff." Wow. The girl said that she was from the Ukraine. Come to America and get everything you want? Let's hope Hunter Biden is not the poster child for immigration to the U.S. and Ukraine. The idea being these people waving American flags are just naive and don't really know what's going on here in America. One young man even said that, quote, "Of course, it is our demographic. It's college-age people who have a firm understanding of what's going on and all the inequities in America." One African-American young lady friend said, "No country should be put on a pedestal." Okay. Your humble correspondent likes to think, "I remember what it was like to be young. You are smart. With it, on the ball, you have the answers. This may be where I officially turn into my parents." But newsflash, snot nose, no. It's not your demographic that has a firm understanding of what's going on. Your demographic pods and is not sure which bathroom to use. The reason Cubans flying American flags is a mystery to you? Call the MENSA people, to be sure. In all fairness to these idealistic young people, they live in a huge liberal city. Citizens of Washington, D.C., they voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Joe Biden in 2020 by overwhelming margins. Literally overwhelming. Both Hillary and Biden cleared 90% of the vote. And they are listening to a media that studies show is increasing liberal as well. Combine this with what we know about the ratio of liberal to conservative professors on college campuses, and it's no wonder. These young people have no idea of the misery, extreme poverty, and terror that six decades of socialism and communism have wrought on the Cuban people. These people apparently have no knowledge of refugees being crammed into rickety boats and life rafts, making the 90-mile journey through shark-infested waters to America because they are so desperate for freedom. One of the young women interviewed had this assessment of the flag of those making the trip referenced here. They see it as a symbol of freedom and liberty. "No, I don't think America is as free as people think it is. It is just a piece of cloth at the end of the day." Many thanks to my brilliant wife, Becky Noble, writing this very informative, eye-opening piece for the Political Insider. And now I want to feature for us a song that sums up my attitude toward all of this and that's being reported in the media and what I feel about this great country that I live in. Let's listen.
little light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share. They come into America.
Beautiful tribute to our country, courtesy of Neil Diamond, Coming to America. It sums up my attitude, my vision for this country. We have a lot of work to do to reach into the hearts of young people and overturn the disastrous socialism philosophy they're being treated to today on college campuses. Many thanks to Campus Reform for this wonderful, wonderful interview, and many thanks to my wife, Becky, for this superb article on the Political Insiders. Let's continue to pray for the Cuban freedom fighters, keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and be a voice for those who cannot speak up for themselves. See you again on Thursday on the Cross in the Desert.